Okay, guys, I call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, December 5th at 10.06 a.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers. We will move into Agenda Item 2, Land Acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nui, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We will now move into Agenda Item 3, Roll Call. Director Hess, present. Assistant Director O'Brien.
Present.
Assistant Director Gibson.
Present.
Commissioner Dropwatch.
Present.
Commissioner Patel.
Present.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Present.
Commissioner Nepa.
Present.
Commissioner Coleman. Absence unexcused. Commissioner Paletti.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Faunus.
Present.
Quorum is present. We will now move into Agenda Item 4, Public Comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Good morning. My name is Nicole Cavanilla. I work in the accounting office. I have a few purchasing reminders before we begin. Only clubs that have completed the AC1 renewal or registration process can receive club funding. Please ensure this process is complete before submitting a P-card request if your funding request is approved. Once your funding request is approved, ensure that your AC1 club account has the necessary funds before submitting any travel, Amazon, or credit card request rewards. After meeting all funding requirements and receiving approval, submit your purchasing card or Amazon request form on PACLIC, located under your organization's page in the forms section. Please allow 48 business hours for the accounting office and the Center for Student Engagement to update your purchasing card information after submitting the request. Approved funds are available for use for 30 days from the date of this approval. Please ensure that you submit your complete request at least 30 days before travel, allowing your business office sufficient time to approve it. You must get full approval before making any travel purchases, such as airfare or conference registrations. When using the university purchasing card, please submit your itemized receipt within 24 hours of checking out with a P-card. Ensure that your receipt does not include tax, as donations and tips are capped at 20%. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the accounting office. Thank you.
All right, is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move into Agenda Item 5, Policies, Procedures, and Administrative Actions. The Commission will hear the following club support funding requests. We'll move into the Minority Association of Pre-Medical Students. Are you guys here? All right, we'll move into Sci-Chi. Are you guys here? We'll move into Nevada Disney Club. Are you guys here? Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record. Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting funding for a conference at Disney.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Faunus.
Okay, thank you for getting me all the updated details and stuff like that. I move to change non-filling item 1 to unit price of $209.60. I move to change non-filling item 2 to unit price of $40. I move to add non-filling item 3. Units of 15. I move to add non-filling item 4, taxes and fees, with a unit price of $694.80 and a unit of 1. I move to add a stipulation that Nevada Disney Club adds sufficient funds into their account before accessing ASUN funds. And I move to add a stipulation that Nevada Disney Club may only access ASUN funding for undergraduate students to attend the trip by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motions carry.
And then I move to approve Nevada Disney Club's travel application in the amount of $5,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Yep. All right, we'll now move into Nevada Women's Rugby. Are you guys here? Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then you have two requests, so tell us about your request today.
So we're requesting mileage reimbursement for our trip to San Jose and for scrum caps for our players.
All right, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Dropwatch?
So we'll do the first one, the travel application. Everything looked great, so I move to approve Nevada Women's Rugby Club travel application in the amount of $1,340.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application.
That also looked great, so I move to approve Nevada Women's Rugby Club Operations application in the amount of $299.94.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, guys, you're all set on those two. Yep. We'll now move into 3D Printing Club. Are you guys here? All right. We'll now move into Nevada Mock Trial. Are you guys here?
I'm here.
Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Logan Sullivan. I'm the secretary.
Summer Regular Proxy Treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU1 elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we submitted a travel request. And we also like to comment that we raised over $2,000 for the crowdfunding for the Giving Tuesday event. So our president emailed you about it, and we use that money for mid-December for our fees.
Amazing. That's really good. And then who reviewed this request? Nevada Mock Trial. Give us 1 second, sorry. We're gonna move back into you guys, sorry about that. We'll now move into UNR Improv. Are you guys here? Okay, we'll move back into you guys. We'll now move into Lambda Phi Xi. Are you guys here? Okay, we'll now move into the Reno College Panhellenic Association. Are you guys here? Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Bruno, and we're on the outgoing program.
Kate Bakey, incoming freshman.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU1 elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we're submitting a funding request for travel to the national conference in Indiana, and that would cover 7 of our incoming executive members' travel.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request? Commissioner Nepa.
Okay, so I emailed you about just the fact that we can't cover the frequently asked questions and not with itemized. So I'm just going to go ahead and remove those. So I move to strike food line items 1 through 4 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then after that, everything looked good. So I move to approve Reno College Panhellenic Association's travel application in the amount of $2,488.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. We'll now move into the Society of Women Engineers. Are you guys here? When you're ready, your names and positions.
Allison Phillips, treasurer.
Okay, are either of you guys ASU1 elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting funding for Society of Women Engineers graduation stoles for our graduating members next semester.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti.
Awesome, and everything looked good on there, so I moved to approve Society of Women Engineers operations application in the amount of $232.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, guys, you're all set on that one.
Wait, are you ready?
Okay, we'll now move back into Nevada Mock Trial. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Good luck on your competition.
Thank you.
Okay. You and our improv, are you ready? Okay. Okay, I'll give you guys just a few more minutes. So we'll now move into Nevada Women's Club Soccer. Are you guys here? Okay, perfect. When you're ready, your names and positions.
My name's Leanne Kim. I'm the president treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're going to a tournament in San Diego, and we're just going funding for our flights.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Dropbosch?
Thanks for adding all of those new documents in there. Now everything looks great. So I move to approve Nevada Women's Club Soccer's travel application in the amount of $4,123.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Okay. Bianca, are you ready for Wolfpack Veterans? Okay, we'll now move into Wolfpack Veterans. Are you guys here? Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Riley McDonald, president.
Ray Dillon, county treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today. I know you guys have two of them. You guys have a community service and then a travel request.
I don't know about the community service. The travel request is to attend the National Convention for Student Veterans of America. I've been nominated for Veteran of the Year, Student Veteran of the Year, so I'm going to go represent in honor for that. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, we can still approve that community service application. I don't know if somebody else in your club maybe submitted it, but that sounds good. And congratulations on being nominated.
Thank you so much.
And then who reviewed these requests?
I did. Okay. I don't see the second one.
Okay, we can just do the travel one then.
Okay, the one that I have is the Birdies event.
So there's not, is there not a travel application on there as well?
That's my
interesting.
Yeah.
Bianca, there's also a travel application on there.
This might be an old event.
The Birdies one?
That got denied, yeah.
Which one? The event date looks like it was... Sorry, let me see.
I have your trip to Nacon.
Yeah, that's the
travel. That's the travel one?
Yeah.
And then...
Bianca, did you
see that?
Hold on.
It's okay.
We can come back to you if that's okay.
Yeah, just
we're gonna come back to you guys. Sorry about that. We're now gonna move into Phi Delta Epsilon. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're ready, names and positions.
Leanne Kim, VP of Finance.
All right, and then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
The Nationals is paying for two of our delegates to go to an international convention in Orlando, and we're just trying to get some money for our flights.
Okay, perfect. And then who viewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa?
Okay, so I just needed to change the price of the flight from Reno to Orlando. Just since it was originally on sale in the screenshots, we want to make sure you get the full funding in case the sale goes away. So I'm going to change non-food light item 1 to a unit price of $493.24 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then everything looked good, so I move to approve Phi Delta Epsilon's travel application in the amount of $669.24.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll now move into Able Women. Are you guys here?
Present.
When you're ready, your names and positions.
Yep. Sarah Jackson, Vice President.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
Our request today is for trying to do raffle prizes for the winter holiday season, I guess. So we're kind of requesting some money for the gifts that we're going to provide.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Faunes.
Okay, so I was looking at it in the submission. It says the event date was the 8th of November. It's still, it's ahead, like it hasn't happened yet, or?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have been put for December 8th. That's
okay, no problem. Sorry. You might just have to change it in PAC Life if it's like an event or anything. But if it hasn't happened yet, then you should. I'm going to approve the Able Women's on-campus application in the amount of $59.53.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Bianca, are you ready?
Let me look. Just get
going. We'll now move into the Honors College Student Council. Are you guys here? Okay, perfect. And then when you're ready, names and positions for the record.
Okay, so my name is Natalia Rasmussen. I'm the treasurer, and then you can say your position also.
I'm the last position, the president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your quest today. I know you guys have two of them.
So we have one to buy like Scantrons and blue books for students on campus for the finals coming up. And then our second application is to buy like snacks and stuff for prep day.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti.
Okay, so we can go ahead and start with the on-campus food. So I would just need to buy item 1-2, unit price of $20 by consent.
Is that the only one you have? Okay. Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Awesome. And then everything else is good. So I move to approve Honors to the Council's on-campus application in the amount of $295.25.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that community service one.
Perfect. And then that one we were able to fund under community service. So I move to approve Honor Student Council's community service application in the amount of $146.19.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
And then we'll now move into Nevada Club Tennis. Are you guys here?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, sorry. we'll now move into the Nevada Sailing Team. Are you guys here?
Yeah, my treasurer didn't come, but I emailed yesterday saying my funding request was canceled before this funding hearing.
Yeah, just because of the nature of the funding request and the nature of the contract, we ended up contacting the FSL office, and they don't feel comfortable with like the storage of the boat at that place. So hopefully FRS will reach out to you and have an alternative storage place for your sailboat.
Okay.
If you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out. We're really sorry that we can't fund this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll now move into you and our wrestling club. Are you guys here? we'll now move into, she's not even here, she's not doing that one. Are you ready for Business Student Council? Okay, we'll now move into the Business Student Council. Are you guys here?
Yeah, here.
Oh my god, this is such a mess. When you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Mark Marchewski, I'm president. I don't know if they're still sitting here, so I'll just stand.
Okay.
And
I'm Ramesh Abraham, I'm the treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then tell us about your request today.
Absolutely. So, well, it's a, we'll call it interesting request. So we have one part, which is for our Seattle trip. We're going to go out and visit businesses up there, Nevada alumni. And then the other part is our coffees for final activity next week. So we'll be offering free coffee and donuts to business students.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Okay. Pick whichever one you want to start with.
Okay. So did you want me to try and use the rest of the funding I can for the other tickets, or, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah, we just want to fund up everything that was accidentally wiped off last time.
Okay, and then the order in the email is fine.
Yes.
Okay. I'll start with the coffee.
Okay, so the on-campus one?
Yes.
Okay.
And so everything looked good for that one. So I'm going to approve Business Student Council on-campus application in the amount of $385.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Napa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then whichever travel one you want to start with.
Okay, I'll start with the, it should be for 420.
426?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So I move to change food line item 1 to a unit price of $859.62 by unanimous consent.
Is that the only motion you're making?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Business Student Council travel application in the amount of $429.81.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Fawnez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Bianca. Abstentions?
Boy.
Okay. Seeing none, motion carries. All right, and then your second one, Marcus?
Okay. All right, then I'll do, it's the one for $699.
Okay.
Or it says $699.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so, I just had to get rid of the plane tickets that were on there and the dinner that was on there, and then change the price of things because of taxes. So I move to strike non-food line item one by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to strike food line item one by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change non-food line item two to a unit price of $537.77 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change non-food line item five to a unit price of $48.30 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Business Student Council travel application in the amount of $1,804.35.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fawnez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Oi.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay, and then on to that third one. So I just had a change. You said you already had one ticket, so I'm just going to change it to the 18 amount. I move to change non-food line item one to a quantity of 18 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Business Student Council travel application in the amount of $107.97.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oi. Abstentions?
Oi.
Okay, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on those ones.
Thank you.
You and our improv, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Rhea. I'm the treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today. I know you guys have two of them.
Yes, we have two. So the first one is for ESI security for our X-rated show. It is 18 and over only, so we need security to make sure that that age requirement is met. And then also a request for the JCSU theater.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests? Commissioner Fawnez.
Okay, thank you for giving the spreadsheet to me. So for the $207 one, I'm going to agree with our improvs on campus allocation the amount of $3.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then for the other one, I'm going to review my improv on-campus allocation the amount of $132.06.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're gonna move back into Wolfpack Veterans. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, perfect. So we're gonna start with the... So just to clarify, the birdies one, we're not doing...
You wanna strike that one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so just the travel then.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just gonna make the changes that I mentioned to you out there. So I move to change non-food line item one to a unit price of $240 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I'm going to strike line two since we don't fund lodging. So I move to strike non-food line item two, lodging, by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I change the price on the air tickets. So I move to change non-food line item three, airfare, to a unit price of $297.08.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I saw that you guys had $300-something in your club account. You will need to add $200 more into there just to match the half that we're funding. So I move to add a stipulation that Wolfpack Veteran adds money into their club account before accessing ASUM funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then it's going to be half funded for everything since you guys are a non-sports club. So I move to approve Wolfpack Veterans travel application in the amount of $514.54.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonis. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, guys are all set on that one. We'll now move into the Pakistani Student Association. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
When you're ready, your names and positions for the record.
My name is Isaac. I'm the president.
Hi, my name is Aviva, and I'm the treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're doing a collab event with MSA with Brothers Skating, and we just need pizza.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fonis? Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motion carries.
And I move to approve the Pakistani Student Association's on-campus application in the amount of $120.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, guys, you're all set on that one.
Cool.
Can you relegate him, or can we still do that?
No, it's already approved.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay, we'll now move into the Muslim Student Association. Are you guys here? When you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Zina, I'm the treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your quest today. Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fonis?
1 second.
Do you need time?
Is it someone
campus? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, then we're good. I moved to change Foodland item 1 to quantity 2. I moved to strike Foodland item 3. I moved to strike Foodland item 4. All items consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved to approve the Muslim Student Association's on campus application in the
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Great, guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll now move into the Heart Initiative. Are you guys here? Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm the president. I'm proxy for the treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today. Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
All right. I just had to change the price. It was just a little different than the spreadsheet. But other than that, everything looked good. So I moved to change non-food bank item 1 to a unit price of $37.18 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to approve Heart Club operations application amount of $37.18.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Yeah.
Hope it goes well.
And then we'll now move into Management and Human Resources Association. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then when you're ready, state your names and positions for the record.
Advo, Contreras, and Treasure.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then tell us about your quest today.
We're requesting funding for a tablecloth for the club fair, pens and stickers to give away to members throughout the semester.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Who said that? Commissioner Gomez.
So I was in communication with Jay, and you were supposed to go through club colors to do your supplies and not a third-party company. So with that, I moved to add a stipulation that Management and Human Resources Association goes through club colors for their supplies per our funding manual before accessing ASU funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Management and Human Resources Association's operations application in the amount of $290.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
opposed, abstentions. Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. And then, what club are you guys here for?
So I didn't know that I had to send it in a week in advance. I RSVP'd for this week in advance, but I didn't send in the request a week in advance.
Unfortunately, you're not on our agenda, so we'll have to hear you at the next meeting.
Even though it's next semester?
Yes, unfortunately. Just the way we have to agendize things. I apologize.
That was good.
Is anyone else here? Okay, we're gonna do a budget approval as well. So this is for a spring club fair. So the commission will discuss and make decisions regarding the allocation of funds for the Department of Clubs and Organizations budget. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget in the amount of $1,899.98 by unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Nepa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries. The budget is approved. Yes. Okay. We will now move into agenda item 6, report of the director. Hi guys, good job. This is our last funding hearing of the semester, so exciting. I do have some bad news for you guys. I looked at like all of your schedules and everything, and I decided what time our meeting was gonna be.
Oh no,
you started with
guys. It's a little bad. We have a few options, so we can just kind of discuss what's gonna work best for everybody. So, our options are 4 p.m. on Wednesday, and I know one of you guys has work, I'm sorry, or 8 a.m. on Thursday.
No.
Wait,
hold on. No. I need to look at my calendar, hold on.
Yeah. 8
a.m. on
Thursday? 8 a.m. on Thursday.
Wednesday?
Sounds
nice.
Or 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Those are our two options.
That sounds real good to me. I like 4 p.m. on Wednesday.
And I know you have work, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Diva.
Who?
Capriana. That's like literally our only options, unless someone moves a class, and I don't want to like force you guys to move a class. 8 a.m. on Thursday. None of you guys have anything.
Can we not do Fridays at 10?
Oh, I can do 4 p.m.
anymore.
Nope, because it won't work. Because there's another person. Marcus also has an 8 a.m. And then we have two people with a 10 a.m. And then two people with an 11. And then people at the only one is Alyssa can move for 12. That's the only option. But then we both have
lab. Yeah.
I like one.
How about 11 on Friday?
Okay, so have you guys thought about it? Any thoughts?
I'm team 4 p.m. on Wednesday.
I second this motion.
Can I just comment? Like, I
know
you'll be attending. Like, what would that?
There's like no flexibility in your work schedule. Like, you have to. Guys, it's looking like.
How about a Friday at 11?
There's like
okay,
there's
we literally
like,
have everything
like
written out
people,
here. These are the only options.
There's like three people with
literally
class.
The only options.
So someone can maybe change.
Unless somebody
classes.
Wants to like change a class schedule, which I don't want to force like any of you guys to do. It's looking like
it's
8 a.m. on Thursday.
Like a little.
Yeah.
Are there any times that everyone else can do that I can't do?
I can't
because I can try to see what I can move.
Me and Maddie both have class after in
like
the afternoon.
At like 1 p.m. Yeah. We both have class at 9 a.m. but
Alyssa's offering to change your discussion on Friday if that's a
ooh, yeah. Could you change that noon discussion to like a different time?
Yeah, we'll see what's available.
Then what? I have lab at 1.
So do I, but we can still make it work. We'll just have to like sprint afterward. We're walking to the same spot. I also have lab at the same time. Anytime but 12. Literally. Like, you can pick before or after. It doesn't matter.
On a Friday.
Are you busy? I know you said you have internship at noon.
Yeah,
on Friday.
I mean, my Fridays are really flexible.
So you can...
So I can move anything. That's
so you can move
saying.
Your internship to, like, maybe an earlier time?
Yeah.
Be free at, like,
earlier.
Noon on Friday?
Yeah.
Is everyone else free?
I can move my thing to 1.
Yeah, that works. Is everyone else free noon, Friday? Mm-hmm. No class, no work?
Wait, okay. Hold on. Let me.
Sienna, are you at a class at 11:50 on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
That would make it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
no,
literally, I like looked and they're like all red for like everyone who has class. So.
Ends at 11:50.
I'll run.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
It'll be close. It's in a close building. I think it's in the Raggio.
Okay.
So I'll be close.
We're gonna have to be like efficient because I have a lab like right after that.
We both have a lab, so we'll be quick though. Okay. Other than that, noon.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I was really trying to make it. You guys just did not want the 8 a.m. The 8 a.m. did work for everyone.
Do you have a date when those start, or is it just whatever?
Bye, girl.
I just start the first week back from school.
So it'll be club fair takes place on the 22nd, which is the first Thursday that school starts. So our first meeting will then be on the 23rd.
Okay.
Which I won't be at, by the way.
Yes, I understand. Okay, that's basically all I have. I've been planning spring club fair. Mark your calendars. It'll take place on January 22nd from 4 to 7. I understand some of you guys have class, but if you can make it, please be there. Setup and teardown will be super easy because the Joe's setting up all the tables for us, but we need a lot of help with like check-in, so if you guys can come early, perhaps at like 3, 3:30, and help with check-in, that'd be super helpful. I'll send out like a window meet for you guys to put in your availability, and then I'll make it hour by hour and have tasks for you guys to complete. But other than that, that's... Ooh, that's basically it. I was also gonna say we did also get contact from like a fraternity house that was vandalized, so we might have like a special funding hearing over winter break. I'll keep you guys posted on it. I'll ask your availability, but it'll be on Zoom, so I know a lot of you guys are going back home, so, but yeah, I'll keep you guys posted if anything happens with that.
But if we have a special funding hearing, then it has to be open to every club,
so we might have more applications. Yeah. Like the baseball club might wanna, you know, squeeze in there. Okay.
Anyhow. Wait, what would this be?
Over winter break, yeah. We don't know. We don't have, like, an exact date yet, but, yeah. I feel bad. They got, like, vandalized, so. Okay. That's all from me. We'll now move into the report of the assistant directors. We'll move into Cora. Do you have a report?
Yeah, so renewal will end after spring club fair, just because it's kind of like, or renewal is just not super necessary. So just a heads up for your clubs on that. And then excited to see you guys tomorrow evening.
Yay! It's gonna be
do you have a question?
So we're going to do that 8 a.m. because it makes me, if I have to change my discussion, I have to change my whole lecture.
Ooh.
And it's in, the new lecture is in between like two of my lectures.
Okay.
And I can't change them.
8 a.m. Thursday.
All right, 8 a.m. Thursday, y'all. So sorry.
Guys, it's not going to be that.
There's literally like no other time.
People have a 9 a.m.
I know.
So, no, Maddie was saying, do you want to offer it?
People have a 9 a.m. Like, literally, like, five of us have a 9 a.m.
Oh, damn, I have a 9 a.m.
So do I.
I didn't know.
So does Alyssa. Like a 3 p.m. on a Friday.
You're lying. No.
I have a lab.
No.
Really?
Capriana has work, and then two people have class.
That's how it was last year, too.
Two people have class, and then another person has work.
Damn. Y'all suck.
Literally.
I'm a STEM major, girl. I can't. Oh,
me
sorry.
Too. I have, like, one section for my classes. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. It had to be done.
This will be good. You'll get in the habit of waking up early.
And at least it's not, like, 8 a.m. on a Friday.
Yeah,
that would
at least
be
it's
so
not
much
Friday.
Worse. That would be so
That'd
much
be worse.
Worse.
Yeah.
I mean, low-key, I wake up at 5.
I know it doesn't, like, ever happen, but, like, if a friend of yours runs over the time, like, can we leave if we have class?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Well, if you guys, like, have to leave early, like, if you have, like, an exam and you have to sprint over, we can let you...
Class
we can read your application first.
Class is the only thing that, like, takes more
takes precedent,
or,
yeah.
Over this.
You have to keep quorum, though.
Yeah, we'll keep quorum.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Any other questions for Cora? Nola, do you have a report?
Just make sure you're still reviewing your partner's applications, too, just so that in case anything happens, you can catch the little things.
Yeah, and in case somebody, like, doesn't show up, then we have, you know, person there. Okay, any questions for Nola? We'll move into...
Oh, and the person who seconded the most, hold on. Should I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, drum roll.
Should we do a little drum roll?
Marcus!
Yay!
Emmy, you're one behind.
I'm sorry.
Aww,
darn.
All right.
Wait, is it 3 to 7 or 4 to 7?
3 to... Well, technically 4 to 7, but check-in will start earlier. I'll keep you updated. Okay. We'll now move into agenda item 8, report of the commissioners. Any of you guys have any reports today?
Wait,
yes.
I have something more good to say. I know I sound like a broken record bringing up the community engagement, like, council, but we didn't really have anyone show up the last two meetings, so we're going to have another one 2 weeks after the start of spring semester, so tell anyone you know to come and join.
Sorry, sir.
Okay. Any other reports? Beautiful. We have to approve some minutes, so I am seeking a motion to approve minutes line item 8A through 8C by unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Napa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. With that, the minutes are approved. We will now move into agenda item 10, remarks. Are there any remarks? We'll now move into agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any other public comment at this time?
I have some.
Okay.
Maddie Wilson, Assistant Director of Clubs and Orgs for the record. Raffles are not allowed per Nevada state law without approval of the Nevada State Gambling Board. If you have a club that's saying they want raffle prizes, we can help them do like silent auctions or free drawings, but anything that involves a raffle, I would just like let me know if they're wanting to do something, because we can't really be like approving on the record for a raffle because they're like not allowed without state approval, but we can for free drawings that everyone has like equal chance to participate in, an equal chance to win. So they can't get things that are like, someone has to pay to like receive that item. Like if everyone gets a free ticket, or everyone has a chance to like bid on something, then they can. So just want to be careful when you see the word raffle come up. And then also, I brought bagels for everyone, and I don't want any leftovers, so please just
Chris.
Take them with you. And I have cream cheese too, and so once everybody's done getting cream cheese, I want you all to take it. I don't want to bring anything home with me, so we'll go to the Clubs and Works office afterwards.
Hold on, guys. One more. Okay. After that, we will move into agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:48 a.m.
Yes.